This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for May 20th. I'm Paul Plack. Two F-35A Lightning II stealth fighters flew nonstop from Fort Worth to Edwards Air Force Base in California Monday for expanded flight testing. Pratt & Whitney, which builds the F-35's engines, is releasing video of Senate lawmakers arguing against a competing power plant from GE and Rolls-Royce. It turns out those UK airport closures Sunday night were not due to volcanic ash, but rather due to a forecast of it, which turned out to be overly pessimistic. In what had to require careful planning, the new Boeing 787 Dreamliner was captured in the same photo with Addison Pemberton's 1928 Boeing Model 40. Boeing says it will ramp up production rates on its next-generation 737s by about 8% in early 2012, from the current 31.5 per month to 34, and may consider further increases in the future to meet customer demand. A team from MIT has responded to a NASA design challenge by proposing the Double Bubble, an airliner with a two-tube fuselage which promises to cut fuel burn up to 70%. Cessna is celebrating the 25th anniversary of the Caravan this year and will also celebrate the type's 2000th delivery later this year. The fear of abuse of personal information and government power may be about to halt Britain's database vetting of airline passengers. And an alleged drunk driver crashed through a fence at a Florida airport in the wee hours of Monday morning and took out two Cirrus SR-22s. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, a conversation I had with Betty Wilson of the Virginia Aviation Ambassadors Awards Program, which will be represented at this weekend's Virginia Regional Festival of Flight. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.